Farming at the Amigos. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Jamie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was actually following up regarding the account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing
that Local Splash?
Yes. Yes.
The car wash?
No. We're the company that does your website and the Google and the Bing and the call tracking number, your online placement for Ramia's Y Amigos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all's the people claiming that y'all's doing that for me.
Correct. Yes.
Oh,
we
yeah, but not...
For you. Have you seen the website or anything like that, or have you been
Oh, no, there's
desk?
Not one. There's not
yes,
a
there
website.
Is. Yes, there is. RamirezTheAmigos.com.
Yeah, there was one, but y'all haven't done anything with it since I paid y'all the first 3 months.
So I'll text it to you right now. It's live. Oh, I can't text you because you blocked it. I'll email it to you.
I blocked what?
You had sent in a stop on one of our texts to have us stop text messages, but I can email it to you so you can see the site.
Well, I didn't do that either.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, good. Then let me enable the text messages so I can send it
yeah,
to you on a text.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm the owner, and if I did do it, I probably didn't have my reading glasses on.
Okay, I understand. No, things like that happen. So
I blocked
my
bank too, and I'm like, why am I getting any fraud alerts anymore?
Oh,
and I had to go fix it. I'm
yeah.
Like, I blocked my own bank from calling me and telling
We're
me people
just having...
to rob me.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Sometimes things like that happen, but here, I'll send you a link to the site. There's a little orange banner at the top right now that says the information here is no longer being updated.
Oh, am I supposed to be looking on everything?
Well, the orange banner on the site is just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So once the payment goes through, then obviously that orange banner comes down. But if you notice on the website, we have a phone number of 256-485-4440. When people call that number, it forwards over to your number. So
yeah,
on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. That happens every once in a while.
Yes.
But it's usually solicitors.
Sometimes that could happen, but also sometimes it could be client
And then
calls, so.
It'll say I have 6 leads, but I really don't have any. It was just me calling my own self to see if my business number was working because I never got any calls since I've had this business with y'all.
I went through and listened to some of them. There was a lead metal metal roof repair that was leaking from a lady named Terry on. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I got 3 jobs. Seriously, ma'am. I'm not joking. Like, I'm not giving you a bullcrap. I've got 3 jobs since I've advertised from y'all. My husband's like, did we do that? And I'm like, yeah, I said, and I was supposed to pay it when it, what you're talking about. I know that my due balance is past due.
Right.
Well, the reason why is because my business card was stolen that y'all have on file.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get a new card and I didn't update it.
Oh, I see.
My husband's an asshole and told me you better not renew it because they ain't doing shit for us. And I said, I'm trying to work with them and they're trying to work with me, but it's not a very good communication and I don't know how to tell them that they can help me to advertise better because we have no reviews. We don't have no customers through y'all. So how are we supposed to get good reviews? Because people look at reviews. People look at my company.
Absolutely.
She has 1 review.
Right.
So we're not going to call this number.
So
the
here's
only
the
people
thing
that call me is people that want stuff done for $200 to fix 1 screw, and they're complaining about $200 because they picked the junkiest looking website to call to get their roof done because the website looks like shit.
So the website looks professional in my eyes. I'm looking at it. It looks fine to me
it don't
because
look
you're
professional.
So anything that you, if you don't like the website, all of that is customizable and it's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So let's say that you want to change the pictures or a logo or do something different on the site. All you have to do is let us know what you want changed and we update that for you. So, you know, typically when we put a site together, we do that initially, you know, and we just put some stock photos up there and get it up and going because our objective is to get the site going as soon as possible for you. But, you know, as you send us content, we obviously will revise it for you, and that's all included.
Can I meet you at your office and you explain this, me this in person?
Well, we're in California, so we do this, you know, North America, all over United States and Canada.
If I flew to California, could I meet you at your office and you explain it to me?
So, well, I don't do the web development. What you do is you tell me what you want changed, and then what I do is I send
it. I'm not being funny. I'm 100% serious right now.
Right. I am too. What I would like to do.
Location.
Yes, we do. But what I'm trying to tell you is I could have an appointment set with one of the web developers that could go over this, or I could show you how to go on your dashboard and update content for the website through the dashboard, because anything you update on the dashboard is automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. That's the easiest way to do it. And then just to kind of paddle back to a couple of things that you said, Jamie. Number one is that you said, oh, I only have one review and I don't have customers from this, so I can't get reviews. Anybody can leave a review for you on Google, okay? So I'll send you a review generator email. You can send it to some of your past and present clients. You can send it to some of your friend and relatives. Anybody that you know that can vouch for your business. And what it'll say is, thank you for using Ramirez y Gamegos. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And when they click it, it's already hyperlinked to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve a stronger and stronger ranking on Google. Okay? Now, as far as the results that I'm seeing, and I think that definitely your husband's not aware of this, you know, because
no,
if he
I'm
hasn't
the one
been...
that's probably not aware.
Okay, okay. So if you guys haven't been on the dashboard, you wouldn't know this, but in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 246 times, and you've had 246 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. One thing that's interesting is that you're also getting clicks for driving directions. So you guys aren't a business that's brick and mortar where people come to you, are you? You don't need your address published, I would imagine, do you? The 4063.
No, but, no.
Okay.
But it had to be published to be verified through Google. I don't care if my address is listed or not.
But let me have the address hidden, because I think that you don't need those clicks for driving directions. That, I mean, if you're out in the field, most contractors and roofing companies.
That's going to send somebody the wrong way and they're going to get mad.
No, it'll say Ramirez y Gamegos, Flat Rock, Alabama, but the actual street address will be hidden. You see what I mean? Because why have people click on it to come to you if you don't have people come to you? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, so I can hide the address on there, no problem. But as far as the phone number that's coming through, you are getting leads through it. I see a lead where someone even filled out on the website. You probably didn't get this because the account's in suspension right now. But her name is Stella Watson, and she put her phone number and her email address, and she did this on the 2nd, so 4 days ago. She put, my husband and I are in the process of buying a home and the kitchen needs some updates before we move in. You're actually really close to us and I wanted to reach out. I have some photos of the kitchen and a few questions about layout and pricing. What's the best email to send them to? P.S. We're especially looking to update the cabinets and possibly replace the countertops with something like quartz or marble, maybe. So she filled that out 4 days ago. Before that, there was someone on the call tracking that sent over a message that said, hi, I found your number online. Do you serve Woodhaven area? It's north of Wilkes, and then they put in their phone number.
Oh, I don't even, that don't even exist around here.
Okay, so then that probably you wouldn't want to get back with them because you don't service the area. But on the 24th, there was that lady named Terry that was calling, and you actually talked to that person about getting
Tennessee.
Hold on, let me listen to the call again. 1 second. Oh no, they left a message. Hold on, let me listen to what they say. Let's hear. That's the nice thing about the dashboard. You can listen to the
I didn't even know I had a dashboard. That's why I haven't been answering these people then. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Her name was Terry, and she's in Kimball, Tennessee. That's what she said. Is that close to you, or is that too far?
We did that job yesterday.
Perfect. Okay, so that came as a result of this program.
That's the only job that I ever answered to somehow or another.
Okay, but that's the only job that you answer to that we just went over. But if we went over these leads one by one by one, you would probably find numerous ones that you did, you know, take on. Because again, there's 224, Google actions that came through this since you've been working with us. So, you know, you're getting.
I've been with y'all. I don't remember right now.
You've been with us for 7 months, I think. Let me see. It says that you signed up. Yeah, 7 months ago. So the actual
start date was
July 16th of 2024. So you came on about last summer.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I'm just old. I don't remember what was yesterday.
I'm the same way. Sometimes people will say like, oh, you remember, you know, something from like 3 months ago. I'm like, I don't remember what I did last week sometimes. What do you tell me? Yeah, I'm the same way.
If you know what we did and you're just reminding me of it, just tell me because I don't remember.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So, but if you recall, Jamie, all you pay us is $149 month to month. It's a flat rate and it covers your first page placement on Google and Bing. It covers the mobile optimization, making sure your business comes up from the searches on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated devices such as Alexa, which is very important because most people these days are doing the searches from their phones, right? And then also it includes the website, the hosting of the website and all the updates, which I can show you how to do that from your dashboard. And then it includes that call tracking number, which I was just going through and I listened to that lady in Tennessee. You know, that's how I knew that she had called you for an estimate. And then, you know, there's the fresh leads that are on the dashboard. That lady as of 4 days ago that's, you know, looking for an estimate for some remodeling type work. It looks like it must be kitchen since she's saying countertops and cabinets and whatnot. So, yeah, and that one, since it was just 4 days ago, is hot off the presses. You could probably still contact her and get out there for an estimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely worth your while because, you know, for $149, you're paying, what, like four bucks a day to keep it going. And one thing I can do to help you out on the back end, because your billing cycle is the 16th, this payment is past due from February 16th. So once you pay the $149, you're supposed to get charged again on March 16th. I don't like it when somebody has two payments like that so close together. So what I could do is I could take the past due one from February 16th, and that gets you current and up to speed. And then I can push the next one out 30 days. That way you won't have to worry about another one coming up so quickly. So you'd be paid in full until April 6th.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
That would be so great. You know why?
Huh.
Because me and my husband run this business together.
Yeah.
And he threatened my life today and took my kids away from me.
Oh, and, Jamie, I'm sorry.
And it's a lot of drama. So I'm listening and I'm like, do I even need this anymore?
It just gave me goosebumps when you said that. I'll do what I can to help you. And
so,
if there's
way. I don't know what's going to happen from this point. So I don't want to like cancel anything or add anything. I just want to roll with it.
Yeah, keep it up to speed at least between now and April 6th. And if anything changes by then, you know, let's say that he decides to close the business or you decide to close the business, no problem. You're still on a month-to-month subscription. You can call us, you know, before that date and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least in the meantime, nothing dramatic changes. You still have everything rolling between now and then.
And y'all,
you know what I mean?
Mad at me.
Exactly.
I don't want y'all mad at me. I actually like someone.
We're not mad at you. And then I'll show you how to get in and get that fresh lead. So maybe you can follow up with that lady, you know? So, let me just ask you, for the new payment, if you're able to make that $149, would it still be tied into the same billing address, which is the County Road 81?
Yeah,
or is
it's
the
same address. It'll just be a different card number.
A different card. Okay, so I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, just keep talking to me and educating me because I got to go find this.
Okay. Okay, well, one thing I'm going to do while I'm talking to you and educating you, I already sent you that email on how to get the reviews going on your Google page. I'm going to send you a second email, which is going to show you how to get on your dashboard. So once we get the payment up to speed, if you have time right now, I can show you how to get on there and you can make edits to your website. That way you don't have to fly all the way out here to California and meet with me personally. I can show you how to do that.
I was hoping you was going to give me a room for 3 days. I want to get out of here.
You're my kind of lady. How about Vegas instead of California?
Are you paying? I'm broke. My husband just abandoned me. And I'm a stay-at-home mom that runs the business.
Oh, my gosh. You're funny. I wish I could. That would maybe I should tell the owner of my company, you know what? Me and a client of mine, we need a little getaway to go talk about her site. Can you make it happen for
her? For real, I really need this. For a matter of fact, I'll stay with your company if you relocate my company to California.
You're great. I love it.
I'll
how old are
my, I'll, I'm, shit.
My how old are your kiddos?
I got too many to remember. Okay. Hold on. I haven't had no sleep in 3 days because of my nerves.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, let me think about this. You want my debit card number first or the kid's birthday?
Well, if you're still looking, we'll get the kids' ages first. If you have the debit card, we'll do that first.
Yeah, I got the debit card.
Okay, let's do that.
That was easier to find than me remembering the kid's birthday.
You're funny. Okay, go ahead, Jamie. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, it's 42 95 32 64 59 55 30.
Okay, and expiration?
This card is all silver and then the letters are silver. That don't make sense.
Oh, they always do that. Then you can't read it because they all blend. Yeah, it all blends in.
Okay, 228.
228,
and
then it's crazy. Is the back code is what?
This is a new card. Why can't I see that number on the back? 897.
897.
Yeah, I ain't got this one memorized yet. But as soon as I do, someone to do something fraudulent, I have to cancel it.
Yeah. Yeah, try to be careful with that because I know how they are.
I thought you was a solicitor when I first answered, so I didn't even know you was a real person until you got serious.
How funny. That is so funny. So, okay,
I'm
so like, now I have the...
I said, I'm going to play this bill collector out. They're calling about... They're trying to sell me insurance for my mom that's been dead for 10 years. I'm going to see if I can collect it. I'm going to see if they'll give me an insurance claim.
Yeah, you did say something about this is local splash. Is this about insurance? You did say that.
Is this the car wash?
The car wash.
I paid y'all motherfuckers. I was there last night. Raising hell.
Oh my gosh, you are too
funny.
Oh
my gosh, I need to get away from this place. I've been here all my life. I'm a redneck country girl.
No way.
Look, I'm scared to go to the city. I'm scared I'm going to be shot.
Oh no.
Look, if I met you in California, how old are you?
I you know what? My birthday was just yesterday. I'm 56.
56. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Look, thank you.
So you're, hold on. I've been awake. Let me remember what day it is. Don't tell me. Is today the 6th?
Yes. Yes.
And your birthday was the 5th?
Yes. No, actually, you know what? It's the 4th. I'm sorry. I was 2 days ago. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling well.
We're all together here. We're trying. We don't even know each other. And the first time we ever talked, we're trying to figure out each other's birthday. Shit.
Yep. Yesterday was the 4th. Yep. The 5th. My birthday's the 4th. It was on Tuesday.
My best friend that I'm at her house with all this drama. Poor thing. Her husband just died. She's a new widow. He took care of her his whole life. She has so many medical bills that got piled up on her. She's freaking out. Then she has my freaking husband coming up here in her yard 100 million miles an hour this morning in our freaking business truck because I spent the night here last night because he was fighting with me. Pulls up in here. And we're on the couch and we're like laughing and stuff and like just joking around telling stories. And my 4-year-old son is laying down asleep on my lap. And my 11-year-old daughter is in a rocking chair and we're trying to figure out if she should go to school today because her dad's on the warpath. We're like, what's worse, meeting your dad on the road driving like a maniac or you missing school one day? Can we do an online schooling today? And I'm like, Violet, do you want to go to school? And she's like, Mom, I do, but I haven't had a shower or clean clothes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, her dad came up in here at 100 million mile an hour.
Oh, no.
He barely knows my best friend. Okay?
Yeah.
He gets jealous because I come over here to see my 65-year-old best friend. And we're both girls, and I'm 45, and she's 65. And we just need each other's company. We're not lesbians. Fuck.
Of course. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having friends. Yeah. Oh. And he gets jealous about that?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No. He's crazy.
Yeah. You know... One of my daughters is married to a man like that, and I think he's what they call narcissistic. Narcissistic, they want to isolate you from your friends and family, and they want to do it because of not only jealousy, but it's control. Like, he wants to control my daughter. So he up and, like, one day just, like, put her in.
She's scared. She says that they got kids together.
Yep, they have 3 boys, and they just one day out of the blue, they all got in the car and they moved to another state without saying anything to any of us, you know, and it was just so sad. Like, they didn't say goodbye. They just all up and left, and I know what he's doing. I can see right through him, you know. He's just trying to isolate her and control her, and she's begging him. She's like, I want to go back to California. This isn't good for the boys. They should be close to
him. But he doesn't want her to be around y'all because y'all give her support.
Exactly. And you know what he's saying now? Because now he's seeing that where they're at isn't working out so well for them. So now he's saying he wants to move somewhere else. Like, not back here. No. He's like actually Polynesian, but he's
Polynesian.
Just, yeah,
I don't know what that even is. We don't have no Polynesian here.
Yeah,
if you ask me if I've seen Polynesian over here in Alabama, I would ask you if you want me to get it from McDonald's or Jack's. I would think it was
like
a sauce.
The sauce, the Polynesian.
I'm like, I don't like Polynesia sauce. I'll take barbecue.
I'll take barbecue. You're funny.
Someone could be talking nasty to me, and I wouldn't know. They could say, "Hey, Mom, have you ever had a Polynesian?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I hate that sauce." And they're laughing at me. I don't even know what's going on.
No. The Polynesian is like your friend was right. She said like Hawaiian. So the Polynesian islands are Hawaii, Samoa, New Zealand, Fiji, Tahiti, all those islands out there. So that's what his origin is. So, but boy, he's something else. He's just trying to take her and control her and isolate her from everyone, you know? And it's just really sad, you know, to see. And I know. Well, I mean, yeah, she's always been like,
do you live in a city, like you can walk everywhere, it's safe?
We live in Orange County, California, which is a city called Huntington Beach. So in Huntington Beach,
do you remember what you said, Huntington Beach? What you tell me? In California, that's where she lives.
Yep, you can do anything out here. You can go walk on the pier. You can go out. There's a lot of like nightlife out here. There's a lot of stuff to do like in the daytime because there's always like things going on. There's the Disneyland 20 minutes down the road. You can go walk at downtown Disney. Like, there's always like, she's used to like, we grew up like every day we're out doing stuff, like fun stuff, you know, and it doesn't cost anything to do all this free entertainment out here because there's just so much to do, you know, and she's used to that, you know, and now she's out in Provo, Utah, kind of like isolated from everyone, you know, so yeah, and there's not much to do out there. So.
I was talking to my friend, having a side conversation.
Yeah.
What state did he move her to?
To Utah.
Utah from, that's not too far. That's closer than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too far, but it's far enough when I don't hear from her for a couple of days or I can't get a hold of the grandkids. It's far enough that like I can't just get in the car and go see what's going on. You know what I mean? It's like it's far.
Yeah,
it's like,
and that's what he didn't want to happen.
Exactly. So.
Oh, wait, are you with her dad?
Yes. Yeah, we're still married. Yeah, we're.
And what does your husband think about it?
He thinks she needs to get away from him. Everybody thinks she needs to get away from him, you know, because he's just
not her, at least the babies.
Yeah, at least the babies.
That's what I'm worried about right now. I don't care if he kills me. I want my kids to be all right.
Yeah, so what happened today? He took the kids when he came storming into your friend's house or what?
He came up here storming through my friend's house. She did not say he could come in. He came in here down this private driveway that is shared with two other people. They have dogs and every kind of animals out here. He flies in here 110 miles an hour. I'm not exaggerating.
No.
And
scary.
And point of an eighth of a mile, he got his truck up to 110 miles an hour. We thought he was going to come into this house.
Oh,
I don't
know
how he even stopped. He came in here. He opened her door. He banged on this one, but he didn't wait to say come in. He opened the door, and he had his phone pointing at us. Y'all's all on drugs. You're going to lose the kids. And I'm just sitting here chilling on the couch with my son, and he kept on till he provoked me to go off.
Oh, no.
And that's what he went and showed them, and he told them I'm on meth. Because I'm acting like somebody on meth, but I'm not on meth. I'm just a mad fucking bitch.
Yeah, because he got under your skin the way he came in and did that. Yeah.
And I'm tired of it. 22 years I've been in this. You better get your daughter out of that situation. I don't care how.
Yeah, I know.
That's your baby. Those are your grandbabies. If you're
job as a parent to get her out of that shit.
I know.
I mean, because she don't have nobody else. My mom and dad are dead. They died when they were young of cancer. If my dad was alive, my husband would be 10, 20 feet under.
Wow. He would take care of him.
Yeah.
That would be the end of him.
My stepdad molested me when I was 9 to 12 years old because my dad went to prison for growing marijuana.
Yeah.
So I had to go live with my mom and my stepdad, and my stepdad molested me all those years. And my mom let it happen. My mom, as I got older, and I was like 13, 14, 15, she would have her 50-year-old boyfriends go in there and let them have sex with me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Just because they wanted to.
Wow.
And I grew up thinking this crap was normal. That's how I got with this abusive guy. And if the grandkids are grown up seeing that, they're going to get the same kind of partners because they're going to think it's normal.
Yeah.
And when someone tries to treat them right, they're going to get suspicious and it's not going to feel right because they're not used to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because, you know, the little 7-year-old, you know, he's been getting suspended from school for, like, saying bad words to the teacher and stuff. And then once in a while, when she talks to me on the phone, I hear the husband calling her a dumbass and F this and F that and saying all these horrible things to her. So I'm thinking, like, well, of course the 7-year-old's going to talk like that because he hears the dad talk to the mom that way, you know. So now he thinks it's okay that he can go to school and talk that way. You know, like you say, it's not his fault. That's all he hears when he's home, you know? So it's so sad. So.
Do y'all have like location apps?
Yes, I do.
What app do you have?
Well, you mean like the navigation on the phone, like where you can like open it up and see the location?
No, I have this app called, oh Lord, I'm saying it backwards. I have an app on my phone that I downloaded that is called Life 360. Have you heard of it?
No, Life or Live?
Life, like it's your life depends on it.
Oh, Life 360. Okay, I'll put it in my notes. Life 360. Okay.
Yeah, and look, he's so narcissistic and trying to be conniving, he won't even notice what she does if she's smart about it. Download Life 360, have her download Life 360, and y'all will know where each other is every second of the day. It will locate you if something suspicious happened. It will, if the car's driving over the speed limit, it will notify whoever's on your Life 360 circle and tell them, oh, I think there was a crash. I was at church one day, and I wasn't answering the phone to nobody because I was at church.
Yeah.
My friend Karen, that I'm at her house right now, she goes, Jamie, my husband thinks it's weird because I have her on my Life 360, but not him. And he got mad about it. I said, well, I trust her. I don't trust you. And he got mad. And he's like, well, how do you get in there? I was like, only me and her? No.
Yeah, what an amazing thing. Thank you for telling me about that. I'm going to get it. I'll have her download it, too.
Yeah, but if the location has to stay on and it can't be in battery saver mode.
Okay.
You're smarter than me. You'll figure it out once you download the app.
Oh, and for sure. Like, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean. There's a free version. And
yeah, I'm looking at it. It has a gold and a platinum. They have the two that you could pay for, and then there's one free version.
But you have to read it real good and see if it even makes a difference.
Okay.
Me and her don't pay for it, and it works wonderful for us. The only thing is the premium that you pay for,
it tracks
everything you do and keep it on file all the time.
Okay.
Ours deletes after 2 days, and we only know where each other, every track each other took for 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and if I leave my phone in the pond, all I got to do is my friend gets on Life 360 and we can go find it.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And so it helps you locate your phone too.
Listen. And if she was sneaky enough and had access to his phone, she could secretly download it on his phone. It won't be his app, but it'll have to be something done real quick when he's asleep or taking a shower. And then he won't even know it's on his phone and y'all's tracking him too. But he don't know.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that would be really good.
Well, man, and you don't have to have one circle. You can have as many circles as you want. And you can put whoever you want in your circle. I got three different circles. One says family, and the family is me, my best friend Carolyn, and my son Tristan.
Yeah.
That's family. Then it says Jose's bullshit on my circle, and that's just me and him and his dad.
Okay.
I always turn my location off on that if I can, for he don't find me. He never has his on. Why don't he have his location on? Because he knows
he's shady.
Tried,
yeah.
And
yeah,
he's
shady.
Shit.
Yep.
So, well, ever since I left the house and told him I was tired of his shit, he's had his location on the whole time. Why?
Interesting.
Because he thinks I'm stupid and don't know he's tracking me now.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, he's tracking you now.
He sit up here all fucking night and was just waiting for me to make one dumb move. And I'm suspicious that he didn't come over here at nighttime last night because I seen his damn truck parked up. How long is your driveway?
I have not actually
blocked
it to know what it is. How long?
It's like if you walk from where I'm sitting in her living room right now to her mailbox, it's going to take me 15 minutes to get up there.
Oh, wow. It's long. It's a long driveway.
Yeah, and he came up in here 110 miles an hour. He stayed up there. We live in the country. I'm looking out the window right now, and I see cows and birds.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have hurt somebody going that fast.
Yeah. He could have ran over the neighbors and their dogs that he drove through their yard to get to ours.
Oh, my goodness.
Or hers. I don't live here, but I do right this minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went and got an emergency protection order against me, said I was the bad parent, and they gave it
to
him.
Wow. Oh, so now the kids had to go with him. Are they scared or were they okay with it?
No, me and my 17-year-old son made it okay. Like I'm just going to visit my friend because it's her birthday and, you know, I'll see you later.
I see. And then you're going to go back to the kids or you just have to stay there for a while?
Yeah. I just don't know what's going to happen next. I don't even know what I did yet. The police haven't served me the papers yet. It'll probably be tomorrow when they get it all through the system.
Okay.
Look, and all he did was go to the courthouse, and our courthouse is like everybody knows each other because it's so freaking small. Imagine going in a courthouse and everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Does that where you live?
No, no.
You'd probably never see those people again, would you?
Yeah, exactly. No, I would never see them. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to never see people again. So, okay. And then the ones that I don't want to see, I run into all the time. And the ones that I yearn to see, I can't see. Because they're in Utah.
Yep. Wow.
I want to go to Boise, Utah so bad right now. Boise, Idaho.
You mean Boise? Yeah, I hear that's very pretty out there. I have some relatives that live in Idaho.
It's right next to Utah. It's like
they tell me they love it out there in Idaho. They call it Idahome.
Idahome.
Yep, that's what they say. Idahome. They say it's so pretty out there.
Well, about a year and a half ago, which I never thought I would do in my life, I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church.
Oh, okay.
I always heard bad things about them.
Yeah.
And all I knew was I was ignorant, just like I was to your website. And
yes.
I judged them from ignorance, not from a judgmental point. because I thought what I thought was real, but what I thought wasn't real. It's just the best I knew. And so, I don't even know what I was saying. I'm so tired.
So,
was we talking about birds?
Do you want? I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you, Jamie. Do you still have access to the same email, which is jamieramirez517@gmail.com? Okay, good. So I sent you the login to the dashboard. You have full access again. I pushed your billing out to April 6th, so you're all paid in full till then. So if anything,
hold on.
Please do. Yeah. So if this drama with your husband, please, yeah, I was going to tell you, if this drama with your husband continues and you have to put the account on pause or something, just call me before that date. April the 6th, because today is March 6th, so I pushed the next billing out 30 days for you, so you get a full month, okay? And then as far as that website lead...
Hold on, what is your website called?
It's called localsplash.com.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. Hold on, just pause. I'm very, I've been very sheltered in woods my whole life. I don't know what I'm doing. Every time
Can I give you this lady's phone number, though, that was, that put, her name was Stella. She was the one that was looking for, she's in the process of buying a home and the kitchen needs some updating. I wanted you to call her because she had filled this out on her site 4 days ago, you know, on the 2nd, on March 2nd. So I want you to call her and see if she still wants you to come out. I don't know. You have so much going on if you're even interested in going to give her an estimate or not.
I got to hold it together long enough not to go in the ground.
Okay, so then let me give you her number. Her name is Stella.
My friend's getting a piece of paper and a pen. So
okay.
She's holding it way out from her face like, oh, wait, I can't see that. What am I writing on?
I'm gonna.
Paper. All right, paper.
Okay, I just texted it to you too. I copied the lead from your dashboard and I texted it to you, so you should.
You're gonna be searching for paper? I thought I was. Well,
because remember before I told you that you blocked the text, so I didn't know if I unblocked it, but I just tested it and it went through. So let me just make sure you got it. You want to look at your phone and see if you got the text? It has the message that she wrote. It has her email. Oh, no, wait. It says error, destination rejected due to user opt-out. So I unblocked the text, but maybe it takes 24 hours or so. So I think rather than... you know, waiting on it. I don't want you to wait another day. I'll just email it to you. But in the meantime, if you want to just jot her number down, you can call her right away. You know what I mean?
All right. What's her number?
Her number is, let me go back. It's 256 area code.
That's a real area code where I live.
Okay. 337-2562. And her name is Stella Watson.
Okay.
And I'll send it to you in your email, too. I'll put lead. So you have the exactly what I tried to text you. I'll put it in your email so that if for some reason you can't get a hold of her, you'll see her email address, too, in your email. It's StellaWatson406@gmail.com. And then I put it in your email, too, okay?
Okay. Okay. So, let me clear this up to you.
Yes.
I get so confused because of y'all's name is Splash.
Yes.
Well, I go to the car wash almost every day with that thing you can go through every day if you pay the monthly thing, and it's so fun because the kids love going to the car wash. So I just pay $25 a month, and I go to the car wash all I want once a day, as many times I want a month.
Yeah, like, yeah. We have that out here, too. My daughter has a membership. I think hers is 30, but she goes as many times as she wants.
Oh, yeah, I think they did move the price up from 23 to 29.
Yep, and my husband hates it because he's like, I can wash your car for free. Why are you paying those people? And she's
because
like, no,
I've
because
you for a week, Dad, it looks like trash.
Exactly.
Men say, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, us women already know tomorrow don't exist, so give me a date.
Well, then you know what he says too. Oh, I washed your car. Are you going to buy me dinner? Are you going to get me lunch? Are you gonna... So then she's like, I might as well just pay for the membership. Then I can just go do it whenever I want. No strings attached, you know?
Yeah. But your husband's joking and she's joking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They like to play little games with each other.
And sometimes it gets so serious it gets into a real argument.
And then, no, sometimes he'll actually get a little, like, chicken parmesan or a little pizzuki out of it or something. Sometimes they just, you know, she comes home from work and she'll bring him something, you know. So sometimes it's kind of cute, you know. So.
Oh, I love that. My daughter hates her dad.
Oh. Well, I mean.
She don't hate him. She just hates the lifestyle.
Well, I was going to say that kind of behavior, that behavior kind of catches up with them for a while. If he's been acting like that for a while, you know, pretty soon they don't want to be around it anymore, you know? So I get it. I can respect how your daughter's feeling, you know? So definitely.
She's 11, going on 12.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She started her period at 10 and I'm like, you're a baby.
Yeah, wow, she was really early with that, definitely.
I got 5 kids, 4 boys and 1 girl. I couldn't wait for a girl. I kept trying to have kids, so I had a girl.
Oh, that's
Lord,
nice.
Did I not know what I was asking Jesus for? He said, you asked for it, here it is. I'm like, never mind, I only want boys from now on. And then I have a boy after her, and he's 4, and he is wild. And his birthday is Sunday. And because of my husband, I'm going to miss his birthday party because he's got custody of my kids and I can't see them. And
he's a four-year-old or?
Yeah, my four-year-old, he'll be 5 on Sunday. And he's so excited about me getting the cake and doing him a party. But now guess what? That whole thing is canceled because my husband. And he's ruining his kid's birthday thinking that it's making him proud to hurt me that I won't be there. But he's not hurting me. He's hurting his baby.
Mm. Well, you know what they say about narcissists? They would rather impress a stranger than to, like, take care of their own kids. So he's probably
he don't take care of his own kids, but he takes care of everybody else's kids.
That's what I mean. He's going to do the whole, like, make it look like he's the devoted father and having, like, a cute birthday celebration for him, like, on the outside. But on the inside, he doesn't care if he's ruining it for him and he took him away from you on his birthday. You know what I mean? That's how they are.
I'm not like that. Carolyn, my 17-year-old come over here to get the kids, right? And Jose, I told him, I said, let him go with him. I'm not fighting him this time.
Yeah.
Just let him go. It'll all work itself out.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's going to do something.
Well, listen, Jamie, I have to go because we close at 4 o'clock Pacific, so I'm a little bit after hours now. But the good news is, that email that I just sent you with the lead with Stella's number, at the bottom, it has my direct information. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So later when you go through those emails with the reviews and it shows you how to get more reviews on your Google page or the one that shows you how to log on so that you can put more pictures on your website, look at that tonight. Maybe even look at it with your friend. And if you have any questions. Yep, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777.
Are you Polynesian sauce or barbecue or honey mustard?
My husband also is Polynesian. He's Samoan. That's why my last name's Tongafau.
Well, I know what Samoan is. I haven't seen a Samoan since I lived in Florida. They used to give me watermelons all the time. Those are the best watermelons I ever ate.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome.
They
lived next door to me, and I was 17, and I was pregnant with my first baby.
And they gave you watermelons?
Yeah, every time they see me, they would give me a watermelon. I was eating watermelon, standing up at my kitchen table when my water broke.
Oh, that's so sweet, though. That seems like something a Samoan person would do. Make sure that you're well hydrated before you go to the hospital.
I don't like to eat watermelon now.
You had too much back then, huh?
No, what it is, I buy them every time I see them at the store, and I go home and I cut it open. Look,
oh,
I'm 45. This was, what, 25 years ago that these Samoans was giving me this watermelon, and I will never forget.
That's
I don't even
so
know the
cute.
Ends of what they look like. I just know they were Samoan, and they had a truckload of watermelon. So
that's funny.
Every time I go to Walmart, and I bring a watermelon home, and I cut it open, and I taste it, and I'm like, ugh, that don't taste like what I remember.
That's not, it's not fresh like that. Yeah, not like you remember for sure. They probably just drove around locally and got fresh watermelon and sold them like that. They didn't go get them from the market. That's why they were so good.
No, they didn't get them from where they grew them.
Fresh, yeah. Yeah, that's how it was last time I was in Hawaii. We went to the swap meet and there was a guy there with a machete and a pickup truck and he sells them out of the back of his pickup truck. And if you buy one, he'll open it up and put a straw in it and it's the freshest coconut water you've ever had. And I asked him, where do you get this from? And he just looked up and he pointed to all the coconut trees. I guess he drives around the island and he just collects them himself. And
he enjoys doing it. It makes him happy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's been doing it for over 20 years, he said. He said he's been there at that, because I've seen him every time we go to Hawaii, he's still there. I'm like, how many years have you been here? And he said, over 20.
My husband's mother is this little tiny, little short Spanish lady that goes up to my hip. And
my husband's
smaller. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, she is the sweetest, busiest little lady ever. She's always trying to help people. She's always sewing their clothes. All she does, she don't have a car. She don't drive, but she lives in Miami. So she's like, she walks the street, and she's an old lady from Honduras that don't know nothing but struggle. She gets all, if she sees garbage or clothes in the garbage that looks good, she takes it home, washes it, cuts it, remakes it, sells it.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And she sends shit home to my house all the time that I have to burn, but I tell her thank you and then I appreciate it. And I'm like, thank goodness that's one more box out of my brother-in-law's house that he don't have to gripe at her about.
Yep. Yeah. No, there's a lady in my neighborhood that does that on trash day. She'll come around and she'll go through. And if people are throwing away clothes or something, she'll take it and, you know, maybe go down to the swap meet or whatever and try to sell it. And if I have extra bags of clothes, I always put it out and I'll leave it for her and she'll come and get it. And one time, even one of my nosy neighbors called the police on her. They saw her out there going through one of our boxes and they called the police and we told them, no, we left that out there. We told her she could have it, you know, like there's nothing wrong with it because I respect her. I'm like, she's out there making an honest living. She's taking stuff that people leave for her and she's finding a way to sell it and make money. She's not out there stealing things or doing something dishonest, you know, I'm like, and I don't even think she speaks English, you know, I'll just kind of communicate with her as much as I can
body
and
language.
Tell her that, yeah, body, if I have something, I'll put it out there. Kind of, like you say, exactly, body language and her and I can kind of understand each other. So, you know, but I respect her because she's doing it honestly, you know? So I'm like, why would I not help her, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So
I helped five homeless people in this past week and I felt so blessed for it. I feel like Satan's coming at me for doing good for people out there on the street.
Oh, well, you know what? If God is with you, Satan can't come against you because the Bible says that he who lives in you is greater than he who lives in the world. So just keep having the faith and keep just
that's
renouncing Satan in Jesus' name.
He
can definitely rattle you and make your nerves on end, but ultimately he can't do anything to you because God will protect you. So I'll just keep you in my prayers and I have to go because I'm 7 minutes over time and I don't want to get in trouble. But no, don't be sorry because if you have any questions on those emails, you just reach out to me tomorrow, okay?
I want to tell you something. I appreciate you so much because if it would have been anybody that I just answered the phone to except you, I probably would have cussed them out and canceled my subscription and told them to shove it up their ass. I always get some dumb guy that calls me.
you know what? That made my night. That really made my night. Thank you for that.
No,
that's
you know
so
what
sweet.
You know what made my night?
Huh.
Is when you told me your extension was the perfect number, 777.
Oh, I love it. You know, I've been with this company for 13 years. Yes, I've been with the company for 13 years, and I asked, can I get 777? They said, no, someone else has it. It's not available. So 5 or 6 years later, I asked again, can I get the extensions? No, it's not available. And then 5 or 6 years later, they did the phone system again. And I said, hey, now that we're getting a whole new phone system, can you check? Can I get 777? And they said, yes, it's available now. So my persistency paid off. I finally got the extension that I wanted. And they even gave me the quadruple seven. So when I'm on my laptop, if I'm traveling or something and I need to be remote, I have 7777 as my, so they gave me both versions of it.
I love it. Hey, one more thing before you hang up. Told my friend, I was not with her during our first part of our conversation when I was with my debit card on her bed.
Yes.
Anyway, I told you, I was like, can I fly out there to meet you? And I'm like,
yes.
I'm not joking. I really want to fly out there. And you're like, no, let me fly out there to you. I'll ask corporate. And then where did you tell me that you would rather us go?
I said, Las Vegas.
You said, forget that, let's meet in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I said, let's go to Las Vegas.
My boyfriend said, she's down.
She's down? Oh, my gosh. We would, the three of us, we would have so much fun in Las Vegas.
Her husband just died. I mean, she's just here by herself. She has peace over here to her and her animals. Me and my family just barged in on her last night, interrupted her whole peaceful life. She hasn't had no sleep because of me.
Oh, my goodness. You guys deserve to have something nice happen to you, huh?
Yeah.
For
we
sure.
do. I don't know. I asked God, I said, I'm just going to keep trusting in you, have faith in you. I don't understand it, but just take me there.
Yeah, just keep having the faith, and I know that you'll be protected. And then if you have any questions, we can talk more tomorrow, okay?
I love you. Have a good night.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. You made my day. Have a really good night, too. Take care now. Bye-bye.